I guess we'll start off with what the Jets did on Saturday. And was Saturday or Friday? I think it was Friday.
Yes.
You know, it was exactly what you want from Geno Smith. You want all completions. You want six different receivers. You had a play-action pass that ended up turning into a touchdown after starting the series on first down with runs. These are the kinds of things that I think Frank is going to bring to Geno and give him an opportunity to really be a success. I mean, if Geno can stay upright and stay healthy and the pass blocking looks good, I think that, you know, he should be able to have a really decent year. I'm not sitting here telling you he's going to have an MVP year, but I'm going to tell you he's going to have a competent year as long as he stays healthy. Because that's the way the offense looks when it's humming. And I know it's only preseason. It's the first foray for Geno. So I look at it as a, you know, 100% positive. They didn't have, obviously, Breece Hall out there. But what you saw is you saw A.D. Mitchell catching a ball. You saw Garrett Wilson catching a ball. You obviously have a tight end scoring a touchdown. You have running backs catching balls. I mean, this is exactly the type of offense that Frank has run both in Philadelphia and Indianapolis and actually San Diego as well, if you want to go that far back.
Yeah, and Geno is the key to this team being anywhere near relevant. I know the quarterback is always going to be that. But, I mean, it's just, I also think we're so used to seeing terrible quarterback play with the Jets that even halfway competent quarterback play looks like Super Bowl winning MVP quarterback play. I really do believe that. That there's just, when we're looking at Geno Smith play the way that he does in a Jets uniform, like, wow, I mean, I really haven't even, you know, seen this. I know Aaron Rodgers, when he came back that second year, did have some very good statistical games and still look like he could play. But if the Jets want to win games, he's got to stay upright and he's got to play well because there's still not enough around this team and the coaching staff that has been much improved, but still the head coach is going into his second year after a horrible first year that I think could make up for the fact if they had an injured quarterback or a guy that was playing like he did last year for the Raiders. But I don't see that. I'm a little bit worried with the offseason stuff, but I haven't seen that. And obviously it looked great in this preseason game. And I know that it means nothing in the grand scheme of things. But if Geno Smith had come out and it looked terrible early on in this preseason, that would have been a huge storyline. So I don't want to hear people just smash down the fact that he looks really good and say it's only preseason football. If you look terrible, people be screaming about it.
You know, he actually looked good in practice. Everything that Frank said about him in his press conference was, I thought it was a little over the top, quite frankly. But obviously, if they want to win, He's got to play at this level. That's all there is to it. Then you hear people talking about, well, why don't you just start Kate Klubnik, you know, get ready for next year. No. You can't. You know, you have 63 guys on a team, and everyone is looking at the quarterback, and everybody right now at this moment believes that Geno's the guy. And it's the most important position in all of sport. It's the most important position in the game of football for sure. And, you know, if he's not on the field, then everybody else is going to think that they're going to have to go through a rookie kind of trying to take over this. And that's not what Aaron Glenn wants. That's not what the coaching staff wants. And that's certainly not what the players want, regardless of, you know, how hard it is to get behind, you know, a late stage quarterback compared to a young kid that has shown a little bit of flash. But that kid has got such a long way to go. And right now, as they get ready to start the season, they think that they are going to be a reasonably good team because this offense is going to be significantly better than it was last year.
Yeah, and I don't want to knock Cade Klubnik at all. It's more the people that are pumping him up that I want to knock, and he may end up being a good quarterback for the Jets and get still his opportunity, early. But he looks like a kid to me. He still looks like a child.
He still
looks like a young guy who is just getting his opportunity for the first time, dipping his toes in an NFL preseason. He doesn't look like someone who stepped in there and is like a, you know, as Dave Gettleman said about Saquon Barkley, touched by the hand of God. He doesn't look like that.
No.
He looks like a young kid who's getting a shot. Like every other organization has one of those guys.
That's right. And plus, he's got the physical attributes that you like to see. You like to see the size and everything that he brings to the table. But again, he's still learning, and it's going to be a learning process. I mean, everything that he's doing right now, especially when they're playing in these games, it's a new concept to him. So it's going to take him a while. You know, I'm not sitting here. He's not Jaden Daniels. He's not C.J. Stroud, who had incredible rookie years. Incredible rookie years. But what did those guys? What happened to those guys when they came back the second year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sophomore slumps, to say the least.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, at this point, I would say things are trending upward for Cade Klubnik. He looks the part. He's got
Does
the arm.
Does he, though? I mean,
I know, but what I'm saying, like, yeah, you can look the part, but that doesn't mean you're ready to take on an NFL defense for four quarters.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm just saying, in short burst, he looks like he's got a pretty good arm. He's got a nice release. He stands tall in the pocket, and he's a much better athlete than I think any of us thought he was going to be when he got here.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
That's all positive.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here saying to you that he is ready to go. He's not even close to being ready to go.
Yeah, you just don't want to see Geno going down, because then you're going to be in the conversation the Jets will be again for the top pick in the draft.
I will say that if something does happen to Geno, whether it be Cade Klubnik or they add another quarterback to the roster before the season starts that may be familiar with Frank's offense, what ends up happening then is then now the offensive coordinator has got to come up with an offense that is going to make it easier for the quarterback to digest and to have success, and not asking him to do all the crazy things that you're going to be asking Geno to do. And what I mean by crazy things, I mean it's changing pass protections, it's changing runs, it's going five out and, you know, trying to read both sides of the defense as to who is blocked and who's not blocked. I mean, there's so many things that go into this. So Geno looked like he really handled it well the other night. And I have to say that, you know, you couldn't have asked for a better start. And, you know, was he a little inaccurate? Did he throw a ball behind a guy or two? Yes. But the good news about that is those balls weren't dropped. They were caught. And that's another good sign. So I just think it's a good start. It's really, you know, it's going to manifest itself the first 5 weeks of the season as to whether or not they have a chance to win more than six or seven games.
Well, one thing is for sure. I guess nothing's for sure in the NFL, because we did think that the New Orleans Saints were going to be absolutely terrible and they won more games than we thought last year. But the Jets should not be the worst team in their division. I mean, the Miami Dolphins are just one of those teams, and they know it. Everybody knows it. It's just one of those teams that's probably going to lose double-digit games, and double-digit games might hit them in, like, November. You know, they're going to be that type of team, and if the Jets are worse than them, then my God, we're going to see another head coach here and another quarterback here and everything else. So I don't think that'll happen, and that's why when we break down the Jets' schedule and look at there are bad teams on there and teams in which the Jets should be favored against, they can't slip up in those games. Those are the games that they absolutely have to win if they want to keep this same trajectory of coaches and players, because if they are worse than the Miami Dolphins or worse than the Arizona Cardinals or something like that, then we're going to have another regime change.
Well, it's going to be really interesting today when we stay on the topic of football just for a few seconds here, is what's going down in Cleveland right now. What's going down in Cleveland is just insane regarding Deshaun Watson and his reaction to the fans who were booing him on their home field. And he also brought out the fact that he felt like the fans cheered when he got hurt last year on that same field. And I think there is a Shedeur Sanders, you know, the fans want Shedeur. They want him to be the starting quarterback. They like his personality. They like everything he says. They like everything about him at the moment. He was a low round. Look, I'm just telling you.
No, I know, but that's part of it. But let's think about, forget about who's there. Like, because like, it's not like Shedeur Sanders is some wonderful option for the Browns. They hate Deshaun Watson because of his off-the-field issues, where he comes across as he's one of these massage pervert guys. He was given one of the most ridiculous contracts in the history of professional sports, and has seemed like he hasn't cared about trying to get back, re-injured the same Achilles that he tore when he wasn't even playing, and has acted like an a-hole the entire time that he's been there. So they may want Shedeur, but a lot of this has to do with Deshaun Watson. This isn't one of those things where it's like the backup quarterback's the greatest guy in the world, and the guy who's starting is like, man, I don't understand. Like, I'm only playing okay, and they want the backup fear or the excitement of the unknown. Deshaun Watson's a pig. He's a pig, loser, scum, and he sucks now. And he's, he used to be great for like a second and a half. So the fan base isn't like, we want Shador. Shador's going to win an MVP. They hate this guy because he's a pig. And he sucks at football. That's why.